This is TWiT.
Xbox Act development. This was good. Another thing that I saw this morning that got me excited. We would love to have an Xbox app for TWiT, just as we do a Roku app. But Microsoft makes it hard and, frankly, expensive. You could do it on your own with your own developers, but then you have to go through an extensive certification process. So Microsoft says, you really should use our developers. Go through us with our certified developers. And it was, I mean, we were talking $100,000 for an app by the time we were all in. Revision 3 took a chance and did it on their own, but then had to get Microsoft to certify it. And that was a pain. I remember Rob Greenlee, who's no longer at Microsoft, but he said, it's expensive. This will change that, I hope. This is from The Verge. Is this accurate, do you think, this rumor?
Yes. This is a Tom Warren story, and he has a good track record on Microsoft. So he wrote a story this week saying, here's what we have been wondering. We've been wondering, when will Microsoft put Windows 10 on the Xbox? Because Xbox One right now is built on Windows 8, and we've known that they're going to make it a Windows 10 platform at some point so that universal apps will work on the Xbox as well as PCs and phones and tablets. Tom's sources tell him they're going to put Windows 10 on the Xbox before the end of this year, and that once they do that, people will be able to submit universal apps that will run on the Xbox. So towards the end of this year that they'll be able to do that. Before that happens, there'll be an SDK, he said, an SDK preview right around May that's going to let people start tinkering with how they can build universal apps that'll work on the Xbox. And we know that Microsoft has said ultimately the goal is to have one store everywhere. So with Windows 10, we're going to have one store for phone apps and PC apps.
We'd make a TWiT app, and we'd have it in all three platforms.
Right. And you wouldn't have to rewrite it so much because you could use a lot of the same code and just tweak it for the correct user interface.
So this reduces the certification requirements for Xbox 2?
That's what we think.
That'd be great.
We think so. Yep.
It totally makes sense. I mean, they've dropped a lot of hints about this. I mean, the fact that we know Xbox is going to Windows 10, you know, I think they'll obviously tell more of this story at Build and E3 and even the GDC conference coming up. So there's a lot to tell here, but sure, it makes sense, right? I mean, if Xbox can run Windows, why not have it? And it's actually not just Windows, right? I mean, Xbox One runs like three operating systems.
Yeah.
So there's the part with the TV media stuff, the gaming, and then the other part. And so they can silo these things off from each other, and I don't see a reason why this wouldn't be the case. Now, the question I think is interesting is how useful will it be? Like, what kind of apps are we talking about? Now, for TWiT TV, it makes like a lot of sense, right? You guys could put an app on there. I can watch it in my living room.
We'd like to have it be, you know, like the HBO app or whatever, you know.
Exactly. Netflix app. But I'm not so sure about other third-party apps. Like, am I going to use Foursquare on Xbox One? You know, like,
you keep checking it at the same place, Daniel. I don't understand.
Exactly. So there's like some limitations here as far as, you know, usefulness and UI and everything and how we'll take advantage of them. But still, that's a good problem to have, I think, you know.
It's a huge advantage. It's fantastic.
Yeah, entertainment apps, right? Is the main gaming, entertainment, right? But you know, I said to Tom kind of half in jest, I'm like, what about enterprise apps? What about CRM, right? And, you know, if they could make a case for it, maybe there's some crazy case where you're working at home and you need to dial into a meeting.
I got a case for you. Right now, for instance, when I watch the Super Bowl on my Xbox One, I have an NFL app. I could slide in that tells me how my fantasy team is going. Mm-hmm. I can see an executive wanting a dashboard. An executive style dashboard on sales or what, you know, don't executives do that? Like they don't really want to use a computer, but they'd love a dashboard that shows them how metrics are going. You know, how's the plant? I don't know what it is. I don't do business.
Power BI on the Xbox.
There you go. And not necessarily like you're not going to put an Excel spreadsheet on it. but that's why a dashboard makes sense, because it's an informational display, right? So it doesn't have to be anything too. Now Hadoop is already there, so we're not worried about that.
Mike, I want Bass, the Domino's said, app.
Domino's.
How about Notepad, guys? Wait, Notepad.
You Xbox want Domino's? Not Lotus Domino. You're talking about
no. Domino's Pizza.
Like a 10 spot. Oh, Domino's Pizza.
Well, they have it. It's already in the UK, and in the UK there's a Domino's.
That should
pizza
pop
app.
up.
Well, that's amazing. You can use Kinect voice control to order a pizza.
We noticed you've been sitting for 8 hours. Would you like a pizza or a catheter? Your choice.
And then you can pin it, snap it over, and you can actually – they have the pizza tracker. They show it being made, and then it's out for delivery and all that.
But that's only in the UK?
It's only in the UK for now. It was a different team that built it, but I assume they're waiting to see how well it does and bring it here.
Too bad it's such crappy pizza, but –
Oh, I like Domino's.
What?
I know. It's not pizza. I know. Here's the thing. Okay, here's my – so I lived in New York for a long time, so I get New York pizza. New York pizza is amazing, but Domino's is what
– It's 30
pizza,
minutes away.
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
It's what Taco Bell is to Mexican food.
Right.
Like, no one eats Taco Bell because they like Mexican food. They eat Taco Bell because they like Taco Bell. I eat Domino's because I like Domino's, not because I like pizza. It's like its own thing.
No. So. Mm-mm. No. You know, although we always thought, and I'm now ruining this, that we would have Domino's as a sponsor and that right about lunchtime a pizza would arrive throughout our shows.
Nice.
Wouldn't that be a good idea? We'd have a big Domino's box. And
drop some hints.
Yeah, a little product placement. Wouldn't be a bad thing. Is this Xbox One only? We're not going back to the 360, right? You can't do that.
I think it's Xbox One.
Yeah.
Yep.
360 is fading into sunset.